The Patriot counterpoints to propaganda.
Truth, liberty, and the real American way.
You have now enlisted in the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
This is your beacon of truth in a world of liars, thieves, and whores. We are Podcasting Patriots, taking the fight to the enemy, never taking freedom for granted, because it cannot survive without protection. That is us, the Denton and Sasquatch Show. Our email, if you'd like to get in touch, dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. We are calling on you to get involved, never back down, and never surrender the truth. Welcome to the DNS Show. I am Sasquatch, and he is Denton.
Yes, I am Denton, and if you would like to contact Denton and Sasquatch, so you can do that at email us at...
You can do it.
First, my computer freezes up, then my brain does. At dentonandsasshow@gmail.com. So, Sas, how are you doing today?
I am doing okay.
Same here.
You can also follow us on X. We are at Denton and Sas.
At Denton and Sass. I would love to follow at Denton and Sass.
Well, you already do. You just can't get onto your account.
Okay, I'd love to read what you write. How about that?
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm shadow banned anyway, so I guess I don't even know why I'm telling people that we have a Twitter or an X or whatever it's called.
Oh, did you see? This is sidetracking USA already, but did you see where Elon Musk, X is now going back to don't hurt anybody's feelings if they want to be called a she, he, it, she, whatever.
I did see that you sent me a story about that, but I didn't read it.
Thanks for telling me not to waste my time again.
Well, I pretty much figured that I got everything out of the headline.
Oh, yeah, that's the way I do. I just skim.
So there's that.
Yeah, it wasn't a waste of time then. Okay, I feel better. So what do you got today?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but democracy is dead.
Who's
the
dead?
Humanity, democracy is dead.
Oh, democracy's dead.
It is. Oh my God. I don't know if I can go on.
I just want to revive the Constitutional Republic.
Those extremist justices on the Supreme Court have plunged a dagger into the back of democracy. Whatever will we do now?
Cry little blue tears.
Well, I didn't read the entire finding, ruling, what do you call it, I guess?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. But the Supreme Court did say that Donald Trump can be on the ballot in Colorado, meaning everywhere else, too, just like we've been saying here for what seems like years.
It does.
But, yeah. But what I did read is because it was a 9-0 decision. And everybody wasn't quite sure. They thought maybe it might be an 8-1. One of the liberal judges would just have to, you know, go against the grain. But nope, they all agreed that Colorado cannot keep Trump off of the ballot due to the 14th Amendment. But what they did do is, okay, so they all concurred in the judgment. But Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson, they had to dissent about the way they went about it. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
So even though they said, yes, this is not a good, or an unconstitutional law or rule or whatever that's been broken. Wow, I sound like a legal expert, don't I?
We some pretty smart fellers, ain't we?
Yep. But they said, but we don't like the way they went about it. So they wrote a dissent, and I read that part. It was about four paragraphs, and I don't want to bore you with it because it's got a lot of technical jargon and dumb BS in it. So I decided I was going to do a summary of their dissent for you right here on the Denton and Sasquatch Show.
Cool.
Now, I'm pretty sure Sotomayor wrote it, and I was going to do it in a Hispanic accent, but I figured that might trigger some people. So instead, I'll be doing it as a Valley girl.
Oh, you're going to trigger me?
Probably.
I mean, annoy me.
So here is my summary of the liberal judge's dissent.
Like, actually, go ahead.
So, sure, Colorado can't leave Trump off the ballot, but these other extremist justices done gone and screwed us entirely. They totally screwed up our insurrection talking point. Of course, Trump was, like, never convicted, let alone charged with insurrection. But we might want to say, again, in another way, or try to do something different and, you know, do the opinion by cutting off every possible angle we could use to get Trump off the ballot and keep him out of the White House. I mean, you know, like, maybe we could have had a court in a blue state with a handpicked judge and prosecutor and totally jury. They could have tried Trump like all these other scam lawsuits have done. How dare they cut off our avenue for us to use the Section 5 of the 14th Amendment that clearly states Congress has the sole power to enforce Section 3. Now we have to come up with some other way to keep that meanie out of the White House. And Finney.
You know, who do you identify as? Because you did that very well.
My name is Jennifer. I'm from the Valley. I'm 22 years old. I'm a Virgo.
And a virgin, probably, because nobody wants to do anything with that dumb. Well, never mind. Remember that little thing you did about robots in Germany?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoots my theory down. However, still, I don't get it because, I mean, yeah, you knew it was going to get shot down. Well, we're going to kick him off the ballot because he might have committed treason. Well, Joe Biden has committed treason, but he's yours, right? Okay. But he still hasn't been convicted in court. So even though I know he's committed treason, which nobody can say they know for a fact that Trump did, you still can't keep him off.
Well, they don't know for a fact because they know for a fact he did not. Because if he did, they would have already had his ass in court about it.
And then 2 seconds later in front of the firing squad.
Exactly. And really, I mean, I know I kind of did that in the Valley Girl voice and probably couldn't follow along because if you don't live in California, you don't really know what a Valley Girl is. Totally.
Oh, we've all heard of it. I'm 60 and I've heard of it.
But, I mean, really, that's what they were saying. They were saying, like, see, I'm still stuck in Valley Girl. Like, no, what they're saying is, okay, yeah, the 14th Amendment doesn't keep him off the ballot, but we may want to be able to try this in a different way, so how dare you take this chance away from us?
What other way could they do it?
They want to do it through a state.
Colorado's a state.
Even though, well, but they want to actually bring Trump to the state and try him. That was the problem.
Uh-oh.
They just passed the sentence without him even getting a trial.
Oh, to cut through all the Valley Girl stuff. Yes. Pollen season. They would want to take it to a blue state with a blue judge and a blue jury and hang him high.
Exactly. And then that way they can say, see, he was convicted, so now we can take him off. But leave it to the Democrats. They're not done yet. Because didn't mention this to me earlier, and I was thinking about it earlier. I see where Raskin and other Democrats now want to resurrect some kind of old bill to prevent Trump from being able to run again. And I say, I dare you to, mother effers. I dare you to. I double dog dare you to. And the reason I dare you to is because it's going to go straight back to the Supreme Court where you are going to be forced to say there was no insurrection.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Mm-hmm.
If marching peacefully is what a dog whistle for insurrection boys, I never heard of that.
Yeah. Well,
and those little grandmothers who marched to the Capitol, they didn't know it either.
Yeah, and marching peacefully, I mean, if that is an insurrection, then mostly peaceful protests are an insurrection as well.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, in January 6th, I got something a little bit later on for that, but you had something about something.
Yes, I did. I apologize, everybody. It's just been a crappy week with crappy pollen. And anyway, let me move on from that. By the way, I hope you've been spending your dollars for durable stuff that you can put away for a rainy day that's coming up. And it's going to be a hurricane, flood, tornadoes, tsunami, everything at one time. This is from the Burning Platform. And I read three or four articles on the same thing. And I picked this one because it's shorter and it's not full of too much jargon. Yeah. But the title of this article is Why They Are Creating $1 Trillion of Debt Every 100 Days. Now pause to let those numbers sink into your head. $100 trillion of debt every 100 days.
Wait, is it 100 trillion or just 1 trillion every 100 days?
Oh, my bad. 1 trillion.
That's what I thought you said the first time.
I hate math. I hate even reading numbers. Yes, $1 trillion of debt every 100 days.
Okay.
I got confused with all these trillions and hundreds. But anyway, you know, it took the country, what, a couple hundred years to build up to $1 trillion of debt, period.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing it every 100 days. I love it. But let me read this to you, okay? It's not too long. Skip that part. Here we go. From 2000 to 2007, while waging two wars in the Middle East, the U.S. annual federal deficit averaged $220 billion per year. That's $220 billion. That was a lot. We thought it was a lot back then. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And many fiscal conservatives thought, yeah, that's what they said here. And many fiscal conservatives thought that was outrageously out of control. Well, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. What the heck did my phone just do? Oh, there we go. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. And the despicable scum in Congress and the rest of the deep state calling the shots in this military empire of delusion and debt said, hold my beer and watch this. I didn't know they're all from the South. Just as the wheels were starting to come off in late 2019, the convenient arrival of the COVID pandemic provided the cover for these purveyors of propaganda and panic to run $3 trillion deficits and establish a new baseline of $1 trillion per year. The house of cards built on a crumbling foundation of debt comes crashing down when deficits are allowed to drop below $1 trillion. Running in place gets more expensive by the day. Now, what that means is just holding our own, not crashing the car into the river. That's all we're doing. All this money spending, this debt, is not moving us forward. We're just staying in place. Now it requires $1 trillion of new debt every 100 days to achieve nothing but remaining static economically. The regime media pundits and the cabal on Wall Street tell us that the economy is doing great. No recession in sight. All's well. The dumbed down and distracted ignorant masses don't realize the reported economic growth is created by the government, enabled by the Fed, spending billions on their wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, funneling the money into military industrial complex corporations, paying for the transportation, feeding, and housing of the illegal invading hordes, hiring more government drones to harass the citizenry, and desperately trying to prop up a corrupt, tottering empire in its final death throes. Anyone with even the slightest mathematical acumen, which I can't even say the word, much less understand math, knows increasing the national debt at a rate of $1 trillion every 100 days is a death wish. Why would those pulling the strings behind the scenes of this acceleration towards a cliff of national suicide be doing so at this point in time? It's almost as if the November elections are a deadline for them to complete their exit strategy plan. I believe we are entering the great taking phase of this clown show. They are purposely creating a global financial disaster in order to take everything you and I have. It sounds crazy, but so is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Remember, the psychopaths running this world do not care about you. In their warped view of the world, you are nothing more than a parasite to be extinguished at their whim. There will be an epic endpoint to the decades of seemingly out of control financialization, which serve no beneficial purpose for humanity, but the devastating effects of which are apparent even now. It has been a deliberate strategy executed over decades. This was the purpose of inflating the global bubble entirely out of proportion with any real-world thing or activity, which must end in disaster for so many, with no pockets of resilience allowed to remain in any country. Well, I don't know what to say. You know, I read the other day that, you know, you think you're paying your tax dollars to fund the government. No. Your tax dollars are just trying to pay the interest of the debt. These retards, or actually they're not retards, they're evil, evil people are racking up on us.
Sort of came to me when you were reading that. We've talked about Cloud Piven on the show before, but this is a worldwide Cloud Piven. They're trying to crash the system so they can build it back up the way they want it. And
this is why so many of them, what they call them, bricks,
yeah,
are detaching from us.
Yeah, I mean, you see the ship sinking, you jump ship.
Even a rat knows that.
Yeah, and what was Biden's campaign slogan? Build back better.
But for who?
Exactly.
Now, the whole time, which should anger everybody, nobody, the rank and file average American citizens, we don't care about Ukraine. Okay, there are some of us who know the history, and that's why we get so angry at the what the system's doing. And that's why we tune out of what's his name, Mark Levin, because he's pro-Ukraine. And if you don't like Ukraine and want to throw your money and your children into Ukraine to defend Ukraine, you're a Putinite. No, you're a moron. Get off my radio.
Well, I don't have a problem with people that want to defend Ukraine, but use your own money if you're that passionate about it. Don't use mine.
And send your own kids.
Yep.
So, but at the same time, you have, was it Los Angeles somewhere? They kicked out, it was in your neck of the woods. They kicked out flood refugees out of hotels so they could put illegal aliens into rooms.
Oh, they're doing that everywhere. Yeah.
That is sick.
Yep.
They kicked an 80-year-old veteran out of his hotel room to put an illegal immigrant in there. You are paying for the illegal immigrants. And the veterans, nobody cares about the veterans.
Oh.
Nobody cares about anybody.
I talked about it. I don't know if it was one of the shows you weren't here on, but I talked about how they have allocated millions from the
VA?
Yeah, from the VA to take care of the medical needs of illegals.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're driving us into the financial ditch.
Yep.
And that's why we tell everybody, you know, look, we're not telling you this stuff to make you afraid. We're not telling you to, you know, make your heart go all Twitter. Not X, but Twitter. But we're telling you this because your time is very, very short. Now, it could be that you spend every dime you got to prepare, and it's still not enough. You know, because they're getting where they can track you everywhere you go. They're coming up with AI that is going to follow you throughout your internet journey. That is to say that possibly listening to this idiotic show could get you in trouble one day. Could get your bank account locked. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that this monetary system is on the way out. And so, you know, conduct yourselves accordingly, because we can't do anything about it.
Nope. All we can do is warn you.
Yep. You can vote. But guess what? Trump didn't hit the debt brakes, did he? And everybody loves Trump now. But what did he do to stop it? Yeah, I know Congress and everything else, but he could veto. You know, that's all I'm saying. So,
well, I'm hoping he's going in with a different mindset this time.
In a different group surrounding him.
That's for sure.
All righty, I'm tired. What you got?
All right. Well, throw your feet up and we'll move on.
All righty.
Do you know why Biden got the nickname Crooked Joe?
Is this some kind of penis joke?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Then I don't know.
Because he's crooked.
Oh! Ba-dum-bum.
You know, the whole the easiest answer is usually the right one.
Yeah.
This is from Judicial Watch, Washington, D.C. Judicial Watch announced today, it received 426 pages of records in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit from the National Archives and Records Administration that showed then-Vice President Joe Biden's use of an email alias to correspond with family members, including son Hunter and brother James, and that Joe Biden signed off on cessation of Secret Service protection for Hunter Biden and Beau Biden's daughter Natalie during an August 2016 trip to Kosovo.
Why were they going to Kosovo?
That's a good question. We don't have that answer yet.
Ah.
But, I mean, okay, so Secret Service is super important until they say we don't need it because we're going to go do some shifty stuff.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, his email name, is it the big guy?
I'm not sure. This is a really long article and it had a bunch of the emails in it, so I didn't copy them all, but... It does say where his one of his aliases is robinware456@gmail.com if anybody wants to mail that email that to address and see what happens.
You get a knock on your door 2 days later.
Yeah, I was going to say the FBI will be right there. These emails include messages to Jim and Hunter regarding then-Vice President's schedules and meetings. Some emails show Biden using the alias robinware456@gmail.com. The emails also show that Hunter and Jim Biden accompanied Joe Biden on taxpayer-funded trips. And then Vice President Biden in December 2009 emailing an aide after he forgot his password to his West Wing computer.
Gosh. Did you ever watch MASH?
Yeah.
You remember the first colonel?
Henry Blake, yeah.
Henry Blake. It sounds like Blake, doesn't it? Except for Blake was entertaining, and he wasn't demented. Just
that's funny because Biden looks like Colonel Potter, but he acts like Colonel Blake.
Yeah.
Previously, Judicial Watch released 5 pages of records that show then-Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter received a May 26, 2016 email detailing a scheduled 8:45 a.m. prep for a 9 a.m. phone call with the President Poroshenko, who was the president of Ukraine. Why would Hunter be on that phone call? Joe Biden's email address is the alias robertlpeters@pci.gov. Hunter Biden's email account is disclosed as hbiden@rosemontseneca.com. Hunter was on
the... say Rosemont Cemetery.
Hunter was on the board of the controversial Ukrainian firm Burisma at the time. So... remember how that guy the FBI just arrested recently was supposedly working with the Russians and that just blew everything out of the water? Well, what about all this stuff? They seem to forget that we also have all this stuff.
What I find interesting is none of it means anything. None of it.
To us or to them?
To them. It means something to us, you know. We read this, we get mad, and then we go eat our Wheaties and go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, but... nothing means it. You're not going to hear this. This is CNN breaking news from Judicial Watch.
Yeah. You never hear that. Let's see here. The new records also include an August 18th email sent from Rosemont Seneca email address to Secret Service Assistant Director of the Office of Investigations, Jeremy Sherita. Hunter Biden writes, "Thank you. Both the Vice President and I sign off on the agreed-upon request interruption in protection for Natalie and Hunter." Now, why would Biden use himself in the third person? That's just weird. The interruption was in protection was from August 18th to August 22nd during their trip to Kosovo and was to resume upon their return to Washington in August 2022. So 5 days. I mean, the vice president's family is so important that the Secret Service has got to be there all the time protecting them. But for 5 days, they can seem to get on by themselves.
Well, it's easier to wave them off than try to kill them off.
Yeah. While they're in Kosovo, too. Just seems odd.
I mean, it's one thing for Obama's chef to drown. You know, but to have a handful of Secret Service agents drown. Yeah, that'd be kind of sketchy.
Yeah. What was that, Chappaquiddick?
Yeah.
A whole station wagon full of Secret Service guys going to the river. Whoops.
Yeah. Hunter swims free.
Yeah.
Comes up with a cockamamie story. But anyway, no, I'm not going to go down the road. I sound like Biden. No, I'm not going to say that.
Anyway. you can go on Judicial Watch, type in Biden emails, and you can read the like I said, 426 pages of his emails. Some are just boring. Other ones have stuff that make you go, But yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. And they're in litigation still to get even more. So we'll see what comes out when they get it.
And how much does it cost in Judicial Watch to do this?
I'm not sure, but I know my dad sends them checks.
Yeah. I send money to ACLJ.
What's that?
And what's his name? Jay. Yeah, American Civil Liberties for Justice or something like that.
Oh, all right.
Don't ask me those kind of, when it comes to acronyms, don't ask me. I've been in the military so long, I just know what it stands for. I can't tell you the words are.
All righty.
Anyway, yeah, they're a good group as well, but, you know, you send them money, and that's kudos to your dad and everything, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the end of the day for the country. No matter how hard we try, I don't believe we're going to... No, this isn't the end of the show, people. I'm just saying that.
Well, I have lots of time to think.
You drive. Sometimes. I mean, it's an hour and a half one way for you.
Yeah, sometimes more than that, but yeah. And I came up with a couple of thought experiments I thought I would share with the listening audience.
And me as well, because you didn't tell me. You told me, we're going to do thought experiments, but you didn't tell me what that meant, and I didn't ask because I want to be, you know, kind of surprised.
All right, well, you will be surprised. So, use your thought and tell me what you think of this. All right, well, start with the first thought experiment. All right, now we all know what happened on January 6, 2020. How can we forget? Because the Democrats won't shut up about it.
Yeah.
It's like they're living in the movie Groundhog's Day, but it's always January 6th.
Yes.
And, of course, we all know what's going on at the border. We can see it with our own eyes.
No, the border's secure.
Oh, that's right. It's secure. And they need more money to secure it.
Exactly.
Well, basically, the January 6th people, they criminally trespassed. And illegals are criminally trespassing as well. So you got to ask, here's the thought experiment. You got to ask, why wasn't the January 6th situation handled like the border? Now, can you imagine if Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were standing at the doors of the Capitol and welcoming protesters inside? And then when they get inside, they get asked some basic questions and they're given a trespassing ticket and they're told, you know what? Come back to your court date 5 to 7 years later.
Well, first off, I would like to point out the fact that the J6 insurrectionists, those evil people, were invited into the house.
They were.
The police opened the gates. Come on in, folks. Gave tours.
Well, and not to go off on a tangent, but I think that was the plan all along, because on the one side of the building, they let people in. On the other side is where the people broke windows.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let's take this a step further. Now, say that they actually showed up for their court dates 5 to 7 years later and were found guilty. But then the Democrats and some Republicans, they're going to say, well, these people have been loose for so long, and many of them, they got jobs and started families. They have roots down all over the country. How can we put them in jail? I guess we're just going to have to give them immunity.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. And you remember one time I argued that point.
About,
do you remember that episode?
About the J6ers or about illegals?
The illegals.
Oh, yeah. That's what they always do. That's always their angle.
But I no longer subscribe to that. Well, I was born here, and I speak like a Valley girl, and I don't even know Spanish. Well, look, it was offered in your classes in school that we paid for. Okay, go home.
Well, good. I'm glad you're finally on my side.
Yeah, I am, you know, because I'm no longer, and it's not, I'm not against those people that we're talking about, you know, the poor kids and everything. I'm against the whole cotton picking concept.
Well, yeah, I'm not against any one of the illegals. I'm sure there's plenty of them that are nice people, and I would enjoy sitting down, having a meal with them, and hearing their stories and all that stuff. Just come here legally, and then I'll sit down with you and listen to your stories.
Right, but here's the thing, though. They were invited. They were invited to this country. Not the ones that came through with Trump.
But they were invited by somebody who didn't have the authority to invite them.
That's true, but do you think those people understood that?
Well,
they had no clue.
Well, that's sorry if you don't understand what's going on. That's on you.
You know what? That's just thank you for bringing me from the dark side to the smart side.
Well, you're all welcome. Right?
They didn't understand that coming here, that they weren't coming here. The commander-in-chief doesn't have the authority to let you in. Just come on in. I invite you in. Which means they don't even, they want to be here, but not enough to learn about our constitution, our form of government.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Catapult them back over there. Venezuela won't take the criminals and they're insane back. Fine. C-130s, airdrop them home. Well, yeah. With or without a parachute, I don't care.
Just like those humanitarian packs going to Gaza. Just fly them over and drop them. But no, I'm sure a lot of people sitting there would be like, Sash, you're living in an alternative universe. All right, so I have to ask, why is that treatment good enough for 10 million people from other countries, but not good enough for our own citizens that basically did the same thing at the Capitol?
Yeah, that's a good question. But again, well, I was about to split hairs again. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, those people were marching to the Capitol to let their voices be heard. And they're marching peacefully.
Uh-huh.
What's that guy's name? The plant? Come on, let's go, guys.
Oh, Ray Epps. Yeah.
Yeah, how come he's not in jail with the rest of them? He's one of the ones.
Oh, he got some sentence, but I doubt he'll ever see any time or anything. It was probably just all show.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How come he's not rotten in a prison cell in D.C.? Oh, speaking of which, Nikki Haley finally won.
D.C., that doesn't matter.
Yes, in D.C. The Swamp Rat was favored by the Swamp Rats.
Imagine that.
So, but anyway, I digress there. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't make any sense. But then again, we're not dealing in sense. We're not dealing in rationale. We're dealing in evil.
And that's why these are thought experiments. Now, if anybody out there would like to argue the point with me or agree with me, you can always do so at dentonandsashshow@gmail.com.
And I think we were talking, my computer froze up, had to restart. So we're having a little conversation there. And we were talking about Andrew Wilkow. And he always says, get the name right. He spells his last name to make sure that you understand how spell. I'm from Alabama. If you don't know how to spell Denton, it's D-E-N-T-O-N. Denton and Sass Show at gmail.com.
Yep. All right. So that was the first thought experiment. Now we'll move on to the second and last thought experiment.
We're not tethered by time today, are we?
We try to keep the shows under an hour, but we're doing good.
Okay, just making sure. I'm having fun.
I know. It seems like we've been on for 2 days.
Thanks, computer.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Lake and Riley. Now, we all know...
Say her name.
Yeah, say her name, exactly. We all know she is the 22-year-old student from the University of Georgia that while she was out on a run, she was brutally attacked by an illegal immigrant and murdered. Okay, so... here's the thought experiment. The neo-Marxist Democrats, like Denton said, won't even say her name. Her death does not push their narrative. Rarely are there any mentions on the left, in their news, their media. And if they happen to mention her, They never say the attacker was an illegal. There's no moment of silence for her at Congress, no outrage by the left. But what if things had gone a little bit differently? Now, while out on her...
How so?
Well, while out on her run, instead of being grabbed and fought to the ground and having her head bashed in with a rock by an illegal, what if Lincoln Riley was carrying concealed? And as soon as that POS jumped out from behind the bush where he was stalking her, she drew that firearm and then aimed at him while he was rushing at her, and she put 3 shots into his chest, then 3 more, then 2 more, dropped him on the spot, dead.
Actually, to the head.
Well, if she's that good of a shot, go for it. But I'm fairly...
To the chest, one to the head.
I am fairly sure the neo-Marxist Democrats would be waxing poetic about how she stole the life of a young man who just came here for a better life. Or how evil firearms have taken another innocent life. She should be jailed for murder, they would say. Well, I don't know about you, but personally, I really wouldn't care what they would say because she'd still be alive.
Beyond a doubt.
But don't you think that second scenario was better, where she actually put a couple in his chest and dropped them?
Oh, I think that's fantastic. That's a beautiful thought. And that girl, from what I've read about her, would have prayed, would have took his hand, and unless she put one in his head, it would have made no difference. But just 2 to the chest, he's still alive, would have took his hand and prayed with him, or prayed and tried to share the gospel with him. That's the kind of girl she was.
Mm-hmm.
But she's dead now.
Yep.
And the POS is still alive, and nobody cares.
Yeah, he'll be
about her.
He'll be kicked out, and then he'll come right back across the border again. We still have, how many months of Biden? We're going to have open borders?
Another 4 years and a few months.
Oh, I hope it's not another 4 years.
Oh, shoot. They stole one election. What makes you think they're not going to do it again? They're going to do it again.
They might.
He'll be dead. Within 2 years of a second administration, he'll be dead. But they'll still be using old photo shots of him eating ice cream while other people are calling the shots.
No, it'll just be Weekend at Bernie's. They're pretty much doing that now. They'll be propping him up.
Yeah.
One arm around Harris and the other arm around Pelosi, and they'll just dance him out on stage. He'll be like, come on, man. True
just,
story.
Just to make it look real, they'll let go of him, let him fall.
Yeah. Oh, look
there
at
he goes again, old man.
Old Joe, come on, get up.
Put him on a bicycle, just fling him down the road, he'll fall over eventually. Anyway, good gravy. We're morbid people, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But, they make us
that
way.
You're absolutely right. Do what?
So they make us that way.
They do. We watch, people. Do you understand? You come to this show, listen, catch up on some politics, some current events, and get some chuckles here and there. We live, eat, and breathe politics and current events every waking moment to get some things to talk to you about. We're not normal people anymore.
No, far from it. Okay, so I don't know. I just thought that would be fun, do a little thought experiment, see how things possibly could have gone differently in both situations.
No, well, it depends on. We know how the liberals would have thought. The media would have spun it to where guns are bad and Lincoln is an evil, evil little girl. Oh, and by the way, she's white and Christian.
Yes, she would. But she would have been a MAGA extremist with a gun.
Oh, no doubt. And, of course, the illegal immigrant, like you said. I mean, the newcomer. Get the new wording straight. The newcomer, he was out on a stroll in the little trail there, and she didn't like him because he was brown.
Yep.
Scared her to death, it did. Scared him to death.
She tied a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him.
Yes.
Say Jussie's name.
Here, I got to drink some water real quick. I'm gargling. You did that on purpose.
Of course I did. All right, let me ask you. Do you want the good news first, or do you want the great news first?
Well, let's just increment. Let's start with good, then we'll go great.
All right. The good news is we've got something in the mailbag this week.
That's awesome.
The great news is it's from Nat.
That is fan-freaking-tastic.
All right, titled Hello from New Zealand.
Hello, Nat.
She says, hi, guys. I have been meaning to email you for a while. Things are just quite busy, but you both know how that is. Denton, I hope your mom is okay now. I have an elderly mother, and it can be very draining trying to live your own life and look after them as well. But that's one of the reasons I had kids. Hopefully one of the three of them will look after me when I'm old. Fingers crossed. Things in New Zealand are a little less crazy than they were 6 months ago. With the new prime minister, Jacinda Ardern can't go anywhere in New Zealand without being shouted at, sworn at, and verbally abused. I hope karma makes sure she gets what she deserves in the end. There's a big COVID inquiry soon, but I still think, despite the mounting evidence from around the world, that they will still say the jab was and still is safe and effective. It blows my mind. There are also many people who have woken up to the BS, but also others who still wear masks. Well, same thing here in America. It defies logic. Some people are getting their fifth booster because it'll work much better than the fourth one did. Madness! I have been amazed at the American politics. It's a totally different system than ours in New Zealand. I don't really understand a lot of it, although I'm learning more about the corrupt political system from you both. All that I do understand is that Biden is totally demented and really shouldn't be allowed on the podium like that. Well, you're right there. I have laughed at a lot of your stories and shaken my head at others. I have learned a few new terms. One of them is bikini spiders. I still laugh at that one. Keep up the great work in entertaining and enlightening your listeners. Your number one New Zealand fan, Nat.
Nat, do me a favor. Send us your physical address. I have a book that I would like to send you.
I thought you were going to say something totally different.
I shudder to think what you were thinking. Well,
never mind.
I have a book I would like to send you, and I think this is a book that I think every American should have already read to just degauss their heads from the EMP crap that's in their head, from multiple leftist lightning strikes to their brain cells. And thank you for your concern about my mother. I really do appreciate it. I'm kind of by myself here, and she is a handful, but that's kind of good. You know, but good gravy, Marie. All I can say is, man, I need some. I carry 5-hour energies in my pockets nowadays because, you know, it's just there's no break. But I appreciate your thoughts and prayers and everything. And that's great. And you have no idea. We've been looking forward to hearing from you. And tell your buddy Fang Farrier, who he's gone through some issues as well, as you know. Tell him to, shoot us an email as well. We really miss his British point of view.
I love that winker.
Did you say winker or wanker?
Winker.
Is winker?
No, wanker with an A.
Wanker. Wanker, yes.
Yeah. No, I say that lovingly.
Oh, now I remember. Yeah, don't do that again.
Yeah, because he got mad when I called him wanker. But anyway.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Okay, so, yeah, if you want to send us an email and join in the show, you can always do so again at DentonAndSassShow@gmail.com.
Yes. Oh, and at something other in X.
Yeah, at Denton and Sass.
Oh, at Denton and Sass on X.
Yep.
Though we'll never see it because, you know, they don't like us.
Meh. Yeah, pretty much. All right.
Well, the only reason why you still have a place is you would never give me the password to the Denton and Sass X channel.
I'll give it to you if you really want it, but
it's
like spray painting on a wall that nobody's looking at.
but you're not actually banned. Give me 15 minutes, we'll be completely banned.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah. No, pronouns? Shoot. He, she, shit. How about that?
Yeah. Anyway. That's a good one. All right. Got one final. I don't know if I'd call this a funny story. I guess it's kind of funny, but it's a feel-good story. We'll put it that way.
Feel good. All right, cool.
Now, this is something I guess it's been going on for a while. I'd never heard of it before, and I'm bummed that I never heard of it before, but this is the Man Games.
The Man Games.
Yes. And I think during this man games, it means real men.
Oh, good. All right.
St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah.
From the AP. They rose up by the dozens from across Florida, caricatured competitors in tank tops and cutoff shorts for a showdown that treats evading police and wrestling over beer like Olympic sports. Promoted as the most insane athletic showdown on earth, the Florida Man Games poke fun at the state's reputation for bizarre stories that involve brawling, drinking, gunfire, reptile wrangling, and other antics carrying a risk of time in jail or intensive care.
Oh my gosh, you guys send me that link.
The games kicked off Saturday with the Star Spangled Banner played on electric guitar, then spectators sipping canned beers behind metal barricades cheered and frequently shouted expletives as dozens of teams battled in contests inspired by real events from America's most surreal state. James Gordon of DeLand, won the first event, wolfing down a plate loaded with barbecue pork and sausage in a fraction of a second before his nearest competitor. He chugged a beer to celebrate. Now see, I could get into these games. He says, I've lived in Florida my whole life. After washing sauce from his hands and beard, they're calling these events. I'm calling this Tuesday afternoon.
I was thinking, we're talking family reunion for me.
Yeah. One event had contenders dueling in muddy waters in an inflatable pool, pummeling each other with weapons made from pool noodles and duct tape. Another was a theft simulation relay in which competitors raced while toting a pair of bicycles, copper pipes, and catalytic converters.
That they stole.
Yeah, they could get some competitors out of California on that one. Larry Donnelly trained for the relay race by riding a bicycle around his neighborhood with a second bike strapped on his back. It paid off Saturday when he won his heat after picking up a bike in each hand and running with them. I have an absolute disregard for self-preservation. I will do anything, Donnelly, 42, who owns a St. Augustine pressure washing business and serves as captain of the five-man team Hanky Spanky. Don't know what that is. When I was in the military, I did a little alligator wrestling. All right. Other events involve contenders wrestling sumo style while holding pitchers of beer or running from actual sheriff's deputies while jumping fences and avoiding obstacles. Others faced a scramble to grab cash flying in simulated hurricane winds. Spectators paid real money, $45 per ticket and more, to watch the games at Francis Field in downtown St. Augustine.
I would have paid $50.
I think you and I need to broadcast live from there next year.
I think it'd be awesome. That'd be great. On an unrelated note, do you know that St. Augustine, Florida has the nation's oldest jail cell?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Went there on my first honeymoon. It would have been great as a vacation for myself. But anyway, yeah.
I was going to say you should have left the wife in the jail cell.
I should have. But yeah, that sounds awesome. That sounds like it would have been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Probably better ratings than the actual Olympics.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this gives me enough time to save up some vacation days, maybe you as well, and we should podcast from the next show or the next Olympics whatever.
The Man Games, yeah.
Yeah, and I think your family would enjoy it.
Probably.
It's like Disney World, but good.
Maybe I can get lucky enough and just move down there.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be awesome.
All right, well, that's about all I've got. So all we have left to do now is wrap it up.
Well, look here, everybody. We really enjoyed this show. I hope you did, too. And Sass hopes you did, too, as well. However, we left out a lot of stuff that's gone on for the last 2 weeks or so that we should have talked about instead, but we want to have a little fun today. And everything else, all the little pointers are showing that we, as not just a nation, but a world, we're doomed. Sass, what should we do?
Drink up and prepare for the Man Games.
Look here, everybody. Maybe we'll make another show this week. Who knows? Or we'll just see you next Monday again. Either way, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you sometime soon. Good night.